This tutorial is about building an Alex Perez style sub bass line that shakes. The category here is bass lines, so the main goal is a usable bass line and sub pattern. We're focusing on sub, low end, note phrasing, bass movement, and rhythm against drums. The result should be a low end groove that feels heavy, simple, and controlled. This is not a lesson about effects, transitions, or arrangement tricks. It's a beginner tutorial on writing a bass line with the right sub movement. You'll learn how to place notes, shape a clean sub tone, and make the bass talk to the drums. The main payoff is a usable sub bass line you can drop into a track. Think deep, restrained, and physical. A bass line that moves air without too many notes. Alex Perez style sub writing often feels minimal, but it is never random. The bass line usually wins by doing a few things well: strong note choice, careful spacing, tiny rhythmic shifts, and a solid relationship with the kick and snare. For a beginner, that's good news, because you do not need a complex patch. You need a simple sub and a phrase that feels confident. You're going to build a 1-2 bar sub bass pattern that can loop cleanly and feel weighty under drums. The goal is to create a usable bass line in the style of deep, shaking Perez-inspired low end. Your finished result should have a clean sub sound, a short repeating sub pattern, clear rhythm against drums, a little bass movement without becoming dizzy, and a groove that still sounds strong when kept simple. A good beginner target is a key like F minor, E minor, or G minor, with a tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. One main root note, one or two extra notes for movement, and enough space between notes so the low end can breathe. By the end, your bass line should feel deep, controlled, punchy with the drums, and easy to extend into a full track. Start with a very simple drum idea. Kick on beat 1, snare on beat 2, kick on beat 3, and snare on beat 4. You can add hats later, but for now keep it basic. This step matters because sub bass lines make more sense when written against drums. In this style, the bass line is not just a note sequence. It is a rhythmic partner to the kick and snare. A good beginner tip is to loop only 1 or 2 bars. That makes it easier to hear whether the bass line actually grooves. At this point, you have a drum grid that the bass line can lock to. Next, make a simple sub patch. Use any synth with a sine wave or a very clean triangle wave. Start with one oscillator, a sine wave if possible, mono mode, it auto off for now, a short attack, a medium short release, and no big effects. A good starting envelope is a very short attack, little or no decay, full sustain, and a release that is short enough to stay tidy but long enough not to click. If your synth has saturation, add only a little. The point is not to turn the sub into a loud mid-bass. The point is to keep the low and solid. This works because a clean sound helps you hear phrasing clearly. If the patch is too complex, beginners often confuse sound design with groove. Now you have a playable sub sound ready for bass line writing. Next, choose one root note and stay there first. Pick a key and begin with just the root note. For example, in F minor, start with F, write a very basic pattern using only that note. Try placing one note after the kick, leaving space, then placing another note before or after the snare. Avoid filling every gap. A great beginner move is to make the first pattern almost too simple. Think of one short note in the first half of the bar, one longer note in the second half, then loop it. This step matters because the shake comes from timing and weight, not from lots of pitch changes. A single note sub pattern can already feel powerful if the rhythm is right. Now you have the first version of a usable sub pattern. Next, line the bass up around the kick, not directly on top of it. Adjust the note start so the sub does not constantly sit exactly on every kick hit. Try letting the kick hit first, then bringing the sub in just after. Leave beat 1 cleaner than you think. Try a note that leads into beat 2 or beat 4. Let some notes end before the snare so the groove feels tighter. This style often feels heavy because the bass line and drums are interlocked, not stacked directly on top of each other all the time. Here's a useful test. If the low end feels blurry, there is probably too much overlap. If the groove feels stiff, the notes may be too locked to the grid and too constant. At this point, your bass line should feel more connected to the drums. Once the root note loop feels good, add one movement note. Good choices are the note below the root, the note above the root, or the fifth of the key. If your root is F, you might test E flat for a darker pull, G for a slight lift, or C for a stable supporting tone. Use this extra note sparingly. One note at the end of the bar or one short passing note is enough. This is still a sub bass line, so pitch movement should be deliberate. Too many note jumps can weaken the low end and make the phrase feel small. Now you have bass movement without losing the deep sub focus. Next, shape note lengths carefully. In this style, Note length is a huge part of phrasing. Try three note length ideas: short notes for punch and bounce, medium notes for steady groove, and one longer held note for weight. A good beginner formula is a short first note, a medium second note, and a slightly longer final note. Listen for this. If every note is long, the bass line may feel lazy or muddy. If every note is short, the bass line may lose weight. If there is contrast, the low-end groove feels more musical. This is one of the main secrets of convincing sub-writing. The notes do not just change pitch, they change shape. Now your bass line has more natural note phrasing. Once the core pattern works, you can try one subtle expressive move. You could use a very short glide into one note, one legato overlap between two notes, or a tiny pitch scoop on a transition note. Keep it subtle. The aim is not a flashy lead bass sound. The aim is a small bit of movement that gives the phrase a human feel. If you do not like the result, remove it. In this style, restraint usually wins. A good beginner rule is this. If the slide is the first thing you notice, it is probably too much. Now you have the option of a slightly more alive bass phrase. You can also layer a very light res above the sub if needed. This part is optional, but useful if your pure sub is too hard to hear on small speakers. Add a second layer using a saw or square source, filter it heavily, keep it much quieter than the sub, and place it in the low mid area rather than making it huge and bright. This upper layer should follow the same notes as the sub. Keep the priority clear. The sub carries the weight, and the light res adds texture and note audibility. Do not let this become the main sound. The outcome still needs to be a low-end groove led by sub bass. At this stage, your bass line may read more clearly without losing depth. Now check the groove in mono and at low volume. Listen quietly, then check in mono if you can. Ask yourself, can I still feel the rhythm of the bass line? Does the root note feel solid? Do the movement notes feel intentional? Does the kick still have room? This kind of bass line should still make sense when played softly. If it only works when loud, the phrasing may not be strong enough. That confirms whether the bass line itself works, not just the volume. If your one-bar loop feels good, turn it into a stronger two-bar phrase. Duplicate it into two bars and make only one small change. Good changes include removing one note in bar 2, shortening the last note in bar 2, swapping one root note for the movement note, or adding a tiny legato phrase only once. This creates a more musical sub pattern while keeping the identity of the loop. A nice beginner target is this. Bar 1 establishes the groove, and bar 2 answers it with a small variation. Now you have a more complete usable bass line. There are a few common mistakes to watch for. One is using too many notes. Beginners often think a stronger bass line needs more notes, but in deep, sub-driven styles, the opposite is often true. A good fix is to mute half the notes and see if the groove gets stronger. Another mistake is putting the sub directly on every kick. This can make the low end crowded and less physical. A good fix is to let some bass notes start just after the kick, or leave more space on beat 1. Another mistake is making every note the same length. That removes phrasing. The fix is to combine short, medium, and longer note lengths. Another common problem is adding too much res too early. If the upper layer becomes the star, the bass line stops feeling like a sub-led groove. Turn the res layer down until you miss it when it's muted, not until it dominates. Too much pitch movement in the sub is another issue. Large jumps can sound unstable in the low end. Keep most of the pattern near the root and use only one or two movement notes. And finally, do not judge the bass line without drums. A sub pattern may sound boring on its own but perfect with drums. Always test your bass line against the kick and snare loop. Here's a short practice exercise. The goal is to build one beginner-friendly Alex Perez-style sub pattern in 15 minutes. Load a drum loop with kick and snare only. Create a clean sign sub patch. Choose one root note. Write a one-bar pattern using only that note. Move the notes so they groove around the drums. Add one extra note for movement. Change at least one note length. Then duplicate it to two bars and add one tiny variation. The outcome you're aiming for is a usable bass line that feels heavy, simple, and clear. Check yourself with a few questions. Does it still feel strong with very few notes? Does the sub rhythm work with the drums? Can you hear one clear repeating phrase? Does bar 2 add a little variation without ruining the groove? If the answer is yes to most of these, you have a solid beginner result. To recap, this lesson stayed focused on bass lines, specifically an Alex Perez-style sub bass line that shakes. The main points are: start with drums, use a clean sub, build from one root note first, make the groove with rhythm against drums, add only a little bass movement, Use note length for phrasing, and keep any res layer supporting the low end rather than replacing it. The goal is to write a deep, simple bass line. The step is to build it from root note rhythm, then add one movement note and a small variation. The outcome is a usable sub-pattern, a low-end groove you can actually use in a track.